The vice president sat at a Waukesha restaurant with a selected group of supporters. They praised Cheney and President Bush on everything from tax cuts to Iraq. Cheney used one comment about Iraq to tout his message for the day. He says John Kerry has no business leveling criticism about some missing explosives, since Kerry doesn't know if the munitions were moved before U.S. troops invaded Iraq last year.
This is a situation clearly where John Kerry is primarily interested in trying to score political points in the closing day of the campaign, so he's grabbed onto a headline to try to promote a story of some kind out of it. But it's not the kind of confidence-inspiring move that I would think, from the standpoint of the troops, would lead you to believe this guy wants to be an effective commander-in-chief.
But Kerry hasn't been criticizing the U.S. troops. He and running mate John Edwards have been calling the Bush administration incompetent. Outside the Cheney event last night, about 50 Kerry Edwards supporters gathered. Christine says the vice president has often been dishonest about the Iraq invasion.
Coming into office, I think they were definitely planning on going into Iraq. And I think that the dishonesty about that in general is a really huge issue for me.
But Cheney had more than 100 supporters outside the restaurant. One of them, Matt Meyer, says Cheney is a dynamic, talented executive.
And I don't think there's a better brain at the head of this government.
Besides two more days of Vice President Cheney, Wisconsin will also see Cheney's boss, President Bush, on Saturday. John Kerry is in Madison today, and John Edwards arrives in La Crosse tonight. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio, in Waukesha.